Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Na cúga hain, na cúga cúga hain, nig de lava. By the way, Liveline callback is on tonight at 7 o'clock on RT1 television. And it's, I don't know, well, I remember, but do you remember that day we got this incredible story from a call from a woman whose 87-year-old mother was beside her, except she was lying on the kitchen floor. And she was waiting for an ambulance. And I think the wait had gone on for 2 hours at that stage. And then remarkably, we had a doctor on another line who was phoned. He was from Waterford, lovely man. He was phoning in about something else. And he gave advice to the daughter of the 87-year-old woman who was lying on the floor. And the main advice was obviously to kneel down, which she had been doing, talk to her, and not to move her, not to give her any drinks in case she needed an operation. And then as we were talking, I think ambulance control heard the conversation and there was an ambulance there, thankfully, with him. That's one of the stories. And the idea of Liveline callback is you go back, we go back and meet the people and they describe what happened and you see the people and you hear the stories again. But at 7 o'clock tonight on RT1 television, and also to remind you, Trocra, that wonderful, wonderful organisation, have been on to all of us, and they've been on radio. Kiva's been on, Kiva de Barra's been on, saying if you have the Trocra box in your house, obviously there's now issues about getting it back. The simple thing to do is take the money out, count the money, and whatever it comes to, would you get onto the Trocra website? Would you send them a check? All the details are there on the trocra.ie website. Angela Cronin. Angela, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Hiya.
Good. Now, you phoned in about this Elva's phone call yesterday about this book she bought. You can get a niece and you can get in Kilkenny Design. It's like a paper capsule, a time capsule, and it's a book that prompts you to write letters to your grandchildren, and each page has a different prompt. I remember the day my mother told me a history story, whatever. Now, you phoned in to tell us about what you do, and we'll get to that in a second, with your permission. But I want to, can I begin in the recent past, and that is your, is it a Shirley Valentine moment? Why did you end up in India?
Oh, well, Joe, I do yoga. I do Bikram yoga.
Okay.
And one of the teachers in the studio has a brother-in-law who's Indian, living in America with his wife.
Okay.
And he does this trip, you know, for the last roughly 8 years.
Okay.
He goes, he does yoga retreats. People from all around the world go.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes to North India. So I've been to North India last year and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great experience. And this year I went to South India. It's his first time to try this. So South India is very different to North India.
Yeah.
So, North India was amazing. I went on my own, so that was a big thing for me to do.
Fair play.
It was a fantastic experience. Met amazing people, you know, friends for life. And I spent a week in Delhi. And then we went to Rishikesh for a week, and that was a yoga festival. So I had the privilege of representing Ireland at the yoga festival,
mm-hmm.
apart from being the only Irish person.
Okay.
So that was all good. It was just amazing from start to finish. So this year, you know, I saved hard and planned this trip again to South India.
Right.
So South India is a much more wealthier place, very little homelessness, if none, 98% of the population are
so
educated,
you know. Is it not North India that's more wealthy?
South India.
Okay.
So you could see the difference straight away, you know. So this trip was for 16 days, and a few of the people that I met last year and made friends with were returning.
Okay.
And my very dear friend, my roomie, who we shared with, you know, she was coming back again. So, so then things change, you know, because of the virus.
So what happened? You were there.
I was there. I was meant to be there for 16 days. And as each day went by, like Baldwin, he's an amazing person. He's a yoga teacher, and he plans everything to... He's just an amazing person to be around. So he had this trip planned, so you pay for everything before you go, and then all your trips are planned, and your food and everything tours. So as each day went by, we could see the signs of the virus kicking in. It was just basically starting, you know, around the world. And, yeah, we just noticed little things, like, because last year we were like celebrities, and it was just amazing, and the people are amazing. Everything is amazing. Mm-hmm. But this year, they were very nervous around us. And,
oh, were they?
Yeah, as
foreigners, I guess, or Europeans. Yeah,
yeah, because, you know, they didn't obviously understand it. And, you know, we were well aware of the virus. But, you know, it was just the start of it. So just little things, like there was three ladies walking in front of us. You know, we'd been to the tea plantation and we, you know, normally take pictures. And they would love this and love to be near you and, you know, take pictures and all the rest. So one of the leaders in the group went to take a picture and they pulled up their scarves and said, get away, corona, corona.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little insight into, you know, from their side of it. And it was almost like, because they didn't understand it, that we were bringing corona, you know, to
India. The atmosphere changed dramatically.
It definitely, yeah. And then the next day we were in this market, you know, that sold everything from food to clothes to, you know, it was amazing, you know. And we were very aware. And there was just like 12 of us in the group this year. There was 30 in it last year. So we were aware of the virus and of, you know, keeping to our own group and not, you know, getting too close. And it was a huge, huge place. And you had this space. But just at a distance, there was two older men making the flowers. And as soon as they saw us, you know, and we weren't going over, you know, and again, they pointed to us and said, get away, oh, corona.
So how soon, did you have to curtail your yoga?
Yeah, well, we did, like, in the hotel, we moved a lot. Like, most, we stay in a hotel for one night or max two nights. So it's a busy schedule. Because everything is planned, you know, and you do your yoga before your trip or sometime in the day we'll fit
it
in.
Yeah, stop, yeah.
Yeah.
So the trip was to be 16 days long. How long did you get?
I got 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
so
how did you get home?
I ended up, it was my decision to come home because I was speaking to my daughter and son who were quite anxious that, you know, their mom was away in India. You know, and a fire is breaking out and all the rest. So I could feel my anxieties, you know, rising. And I felt, you know, after discussing it with them, that it was the best decision for me to come home. So Baldwin was so good, looked after me well. I was in Kerala. I had to get an internal flight to take me to Kerala International Airport.
And were you making your way home on your own, Andrea?
I was on my own.
That's some adventure, Shirley Valentine.
Yeah, wow. It was quite nerve-wracking, but like simple things, like I have an old mobile phone, and you know, it was, I couldn't get a charge.
I couldn't find, you know, all little things like that.
Trying to let your family know that you're okay, that you're on the way, and it took 2 full days. And when I got the internal flight, which was only 45, it was either a choice to get in a taxi to go to Kerala Airport. And that taxi trip would have taken 8 hours. And some of the drives are a little bit crazy. So, so it was either book a flight, pay that extra money, and just be on the flight for 45 minutes, which was fantastic. But I had to sit in the airport for most of that night. And other people you met along the way were all in similar positions. And
you didn't panic?
I tried not to, Joe, because
doing a lot of yoga and mindfulness and that.
I was trying. And because my phone wouldn't work, and I thought, well, it is what it is. Do you know what? I can do this. You know, my aim was to get home safe and to stay as calm as I could. And I was concerned about not sleep, and because I'd had a busy couple of days before that, and sleep wasn't great.
And had you been used to going away on your own, Angela?
Not really, no.
What propelled you? What gave you the courage?
Well, doing yoga and seeing this sign, you know, and thinking, you know, I want to do this. And it was a huge decision because I hadn't gone to the cinema on my own, never mind go to India.
What was the sign you saw?
Well, it was a sign in the yoga studio that I attend, advertising for this trip. So I saved hard.
And it said, went. Be brave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best decision ever. Yeah, it was
well
amazing.
Done. And to go back to what you phoned in about, which is the grandchildren.
Yeah.
I know
you're
from Ballyfermot. You've two grown-up children. Are they...
My daughter. My son lives in Sheffield with his wife, Laura, and I have two grandchildren. Aaron is 7 and Finn is 5. And my daughter is living at home with me.
Great.
So she had just come back from Vietnam after teaching English for 6 months.
Wow.
So we just had a week together. Yeah, she just came, you know, at the start of the virus. So it worked out well for her. And then a week later, I was heading to India. So we've been in contact, you know, throughout, you know, discussing different stuff and the virus and all the rest. So when I come back, you know, so happy to be back with Karen, back with her amazing dog, Freddie, and, you know, been getting on with life. So I've always loved writing, but didn't do a lot of it, you know, being busy and whatever. So, I kind of thought that this was such a huge thing and we were all affected by it and it was happening around the world that, and it was like my world had changed from the day I made the hard decision, you know, to leave India, to come home. So, so I write to them. I have my notepad there and I just write and I kind of called it the day my world changed. So I don't want it to be all sad and gloomy and all the rest. So, I mightn't write every day, but I write stuff, you know, about India, about coming back and, you know,
wonderful.
That they're living this.
Well, you've had a great adventure. So I think there's many more adventures in you, is there, Angela?
Well, I hope so. And I definitely want to go back to India. So please God, you know, when things get better. And, obviously, because I've offers... You know, to go to Australia, to go to America, to the people
the lockdown, the death toll in India is quite high. But there was a very intensive lockdown, which is incredible given the demographic and the nature of society and the way people live, mainly because of poverty. But their lockdown ends on this coming Sunday.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting. Now, there's one report today I read was mainly about America reaching over 100,000 dead, more than the Vietnam War and the Korean War combined, but not that that bothers Trump.
Yeah.
But they were saying that the numbers in India are on the rise. But anyway,
it's
a great idea. And it's great that you're actually documenting your journey.
So
what else
can read when they get older.
And what else are you doing in the lockdown?
I'm doing loads. I still do my Bikram yoga.
Okay.
I do it at home. I do it through Zoom.
Okay.
So that's good.
Okay.
I've had to, I had a couple of challenges because in the studio it's 40 degrees and you know, the studio is, you know, fitted to do this. So I had to go around every room in the house because I don't have carpet apart from the stairs and landing.
Okay.
So I finally walked around in my bedroom, pushing things out of the way, buying a mat that I wouldn't slip to do the postures and put in a couple of heaters. So, it's been a challenge, but, melted a couple of wardrobes in the process, because of
what he said, it has to be 40 degrees.
Well, that's what Bikram yoga is about, because...
I heard yoga was hot, but I didn't know it was that hot.
very hot. But, you get used to it, and
it's absolutely
brilliant.
So you have a sauna in your house in Ballyer, have you?
Sorry?
You have a sauna in your house in Ballyfermot.
not in. I'm living in Clondalkin now,
but
we were from Ballyfermot, Clifton Road. My brother Kieran was actually in your class.
Oh, yeah.
He informed me. And no yoga then, Joe.
We'd sit there doing nothing with our legs crossed, but we didn't call it yoga. It's a great story. And keep traveling. I know for adventurers like yourself. The future must look bleak, but it will change quickly, hopefully.
Yeah, please God. And
okay, keep writing.
My grandchildren.
That book is available online. That letters to your grandchildren, notebook that prompts you is available online from Easton or Kilkenny design shops. Okay, Angela Cronin, kind regards to you and your family here and in the UK. Great adventure.
Thank you.
Adventure.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye. 51551.